Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. I'm Joe Masini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Really, seriously, you know, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Whole bunch going on up there. Whole bunch happening. You know, you can sign up for the email blast. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right Wing, Bible Thumping, White Guy. All those things that you were told were bad. They're just labels. And they're labels the left gave me. And the thing I love about this is the left hates labels. Right? That's why I keep saying they're confused. They're absolutely, totally confused people. You know, I do, and I appreciate the time you guys spend with me. The time you spend writing to me, talking with me. You know, Chris Cuomo, he made a comment. If the GOP is desperate for the truth, why are they hiding witnesses? Well, could we say the same thing about Schiff? Oh, really, right? I mean, could we say the same thing? Why was Schiff lying about when he knew about what he knew? Right? Why did Schiff not tell us that he knew who the whistleblower was after lying to us and telling us he didn't know who the whistleblower was? Which is it? Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855, oh, stop that, 732-556. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. All right. So many of you know that we broke that story about Katie Hill on this show. And like Hillary Clinton, I think maybe that's her, maybe that's who she looks up to, right? Remember, Hillary Clinton has done nothing wrong. Are we clear? I mean, she says it enough times, we should be clear by now. So Hillary Clinton has done absolutely nothing wrong. And Katie Hill's going down that same road. She's done absolutely nothing wrong. Don't you know that? And it doesn't matter about the relationship she had that she voted on. Remember, she voted on making it against the law, against the rules, to have relations with the people that you're that are in your hire, that are in your employ. So it's not like she didn't know, right? This seems to run rampant in the Democrat Party, where they're against it until they get caught. Then when they get caught, it seems to be okay. She did nothing wrong. Even her supporters are still saying, even though she broke a rule and a law that she totally knew about, she still didn't do anything wrong. Right? So when you think about what they're trying to sell us, when you think, well, trying to sell you and me, you think about what they're trying to push on us, you have to stop at some point in time and say, they are, I don't want to say honestly, that doesn't sound right, does it? They are legitimately being deceitful. How do you like that? That's what I like to say. So they're legitimately going out of their way to make sure, I guess to make sure that we don't know the truth. I don't know any other way to put it. You guys got a better idea? So when Katie Hill comes out, she starts talking about Republicans. I love this one. Republicans being deceitful. It's laughable. again, you're talking about somebody who came out and lied about their relationship, lied about what they were doing. Anyway, let's see if I can pull this up here, because I think you will. I will enjoy it. She's on with Cuomo, and Cuomo's, you know, I mean, again, they love to pound on Republicans, so it really doesn't much matter at this point. And I don't even care anymore. I've heard this stuff so much, I don't even care anymore. But let's hear what she had to say, because I can't. Come on. You know what? His mouth is moving. He's not saying anything, but maybe that's a good thing.
Mess with Carter Page's FISA application. We believe the report says it didn't change the fundamental accuracy of it. I showed everybody how thick those things. Russia probes a hoax. Now we have reporting that says the Inspector General's report has come out, is going to say, look, a low-level guy messed with Carter Page's FISA application. We believe the report says it didn't change the fundamental accuracy of it. I showed everybody how thick those.
Now notice that. It's a low-level guy. See how they play? Everything on their side, every single thing on their side is played down. Do you ever notice that? Everybody else, whole different story. That's why it's hard to take them seriously. It's hard to believe what they have to say. Because anything, I just had this argument with somebody I had considered a good friend as a Democrat. And now I have to sit there and rethink this relationship. Because it's not about whether the truth is there or not. Now it's about whether we can cover for the Democrat. And that's scary. Because it should never be that. Once it becomes that, then you can no longer are you going to get truth involved in this. Seriously. Here, let's listen.
Those things are, and what one document does or doesn't mean in it. But it supposedly concludes no hoax, not a witch hunt, that this was done with integrity. What does that mean ultimately? Does it kill the...
Right. So, again, remember what I said before? Anything that even smells bad with a Republican is wrong. It's a lie. It's terrible. With them, doesn't matter what it is. It's righteous. It's upright. It's the right thing to do. And Cuomo here is kind of leading her along. And again, we don't know what he says to be truth. Right? Did you love the... CNN was talking about the bombshell testimony when there wasn't any. When Volcker said... I mean, when the people involved in the impeachment inquest... said that they were second, sometimes third-hand witnesses. Well, that's not a witness. That was all okay. It's hilarious. We'll listen to the rest of this on the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yeah, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, right? Is that what we want? Look, make it simple on yourself. If you head over to the website, right, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take a poll. There's a lot you can do up there, but you can also get involved. Give me your email address. If you don't want to give me your email address, that's fine. You can ask, for text alert. You simply text TRS to 55. I'm sorry. I still can't get past that. TRS to 77-222. TRS to 77-222. Okay. So we were talking about how the left keeps trying to put it all on Republicans. It's always the Republicans' fault. Do you know that? Just want to make sure we were clear so we could move on. I don't want to have to worry about it. But apparently, the Republicans can't find the truth anywhere. And I don't know if you've listened to Maxine Waters, right? You listen to Elizabeth Warren. I mean, this is not just something known to Republicans who have trouble with the truth. This is well known to the Democrats. So anyway, Katie Hill, she's going to give us a lesson in what's right, what's wrong. Take a listen.
We have reporting that says the Inspector General's report has come out, is going to say, look, a low-level guy messed with Carter Page's FISA application. We believe the report says didn't change the fundamental accuracy of it. I showed everybody how thick those things are and what one document does or doesn't mean in it.
Now, again, I want you to notice the mantra here, right? Whenever it's done on the left, it's not a big deal. Whenever the left is caught doing something, it's not a big deal. It's not really what we think it is. They've got somebody on the inside that says that it's not going to be a blockbuster report. Now, in the hearing, when every witness but one said that they were not a witness to actually what happened, this was a blockbuster, a block shell of a week without any witnesses except for one. And the one witness they did have said what? No, I was never told to do a quid pro quo. Never. It was just my perception.
But it supposedly concludes no hoax, not a witch hunt, that this was done with integrity. Mm-hmm. What does that mean ultimately? Does it kill the Russia didn't interfere BS once and for all, or you think you still hear it?
I think you're going to continue to hear it. We
heard
really
from
do.
The president today. That was a stupid question.
No, I mean, I think you're going to continue to hear it. I think one thing that the Republicans, again, this group of Republicans in Washington that have aligned themselves with the president, do not care about the truth, and they think that their best strategy is to just look Americans directly in the eye and tell them bold-faced lies. And
this is just amazing to me. This is like, I can't even get crazy enough to have somebody on there. Who are you going to have on that would be, 180 degrees from the truth and have her talk about finding the truth and not finding the truth? Here's a woman that lied about her relationship. She's lied on her FEC filings. Okay? I mean, seriously. And yet, she's going to tell us that this group of Republicans. Does anybody know what's going on with AOC, with her finances, and the finance manager now that has taken off to another country? Oh, let's not forget Omar. Last I checked, both of those were Democrats, right? This new group, the new squad, whatever they're called, right? Now, she's under investigation, too, for somehow funneling 150,000+ off to her latest lover and boyfriend, Katie Hill, who gave bonuses to people she was sleeping with? I'm sorry, kind of confused here. But we're the liars. We're the bad guys, right? Tlaib, they're all being investigated, and not by Republicans. And then, God bless. So, I can't believe she came out and said, this group of Republicans with all the liars, because your group was such a bunch of saints. See, problem is you didn't think you were going to get caught. You thought that you were going to be able to bury the president, and you could go on playing games with your finances.
And hope that they convince them. I mean, it's gaslighting, plain and simple.
Well, I'll tell you what, they don't even need to do it. Because they can admit that what the president did was wrong. He shouldn't have done it this way. He shouldn't have involved Rudy Giuliani. He should have gone to the DOJ if he wanted the Bidens investigated or did what Lindsey Graham is doing now. And they can still make a good faith argument about this not being worthy of removal. Let me ask you something strategically.
I don't know about good faith, but...
Well, I mean, you can say it just doesn't rise to the level for me because...
If it doesn't, then what does? Is there ever going to be something that they think that Congress should use its power of impeachment on? If this isn't it, then what on earth is? Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican in the White House.
How about this? How about why would you vote for Joe Biden? See, this is the hypocrisy about their double standards, right? So let's go all the way back to Hillary Clinton, who was God's gift to women, except if they were women that her husband slept with or chose to have sex with. Then they were sluts, they were whores, they were gold diggers, they were all those things. And you on the left let her get away with it. You on the left gave her a pass. You on the left still voted for her. But you're so self-righteous, aren't you? Right? You're so righteous that you voted for her because she would be the best thing for the country. Right? Because she would probably hide every sex offense from somebody that was in and around her cabinet. Look at her with her own team, her own campaign team. She blew off somebody that had been screaming about the, not sexual assault, but sexual harassment. She didn't do anything about it. But that's okay. You know why? Because she's Hillary Clinton. And you all love her so much, you're willing to overlook anything she does. That's okay. And Billy Bob Clinton, knowing what he did, you kept him in the limelight. You paid him big bucks. But that was okay. This is why you have no moral compass. You have no moral foundation to step out. You have no right to step out and tell us that what we're doing is wrong or bad or what have you, while you're sitting there, you know, doing the same thing this woman. She, Miss Hill here, there are text messages out there specifically where the woman that she's having sex with says she's afraid of her. What'd she do about it? Nothing. The Me Too, Miss Hill, nothing. She did nothing about it. The text message specifically says, I'm afraid of you. I don't want to lose my job. Right? I mean, it's just amazing how they are so willing to look the other way. And guys like Cuomo and the rest of them, they don't want the truth. You want to talk about people who don't want the truth? They don't want the truth at all. Has anybody sat her down on one of these interviews and said, did you do this? No, because she'd have to answer. So I'm seeing your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more crazy stories coming up after the break. Doom, scoop. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The dog has its day. President Trump at the White House honors the canine
responsible for taking down ISIS leader al-Baghdadi.
President Trump is heaping praise on the dog who took part in the raid that killed the ISIS leader in Syria. The president did a photo op with Conan at the White House and called him an incredible dog.
Nobody's going to mess with Conan. I asked one question. I said, so what chance with Conan? I got to see how fast Conan can move. I said, what chance would a strong man have, really strong, tough fighter, what chance would this person have against Conan without the guns? What chance? And I guess the answer pretty much was none.
I'm Tim Berg.
Investors seeing green on Wall Street, the Dow up almost 191 points, the NASDAQ up 112, the S&P 500 up 23 points. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be
American. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being engaged and involved, because that's what I want. I want you engaged and I want you involved. It's really that simple for me. Anyway, you know, head up to the website where you can watch live and listen live, but give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. Some of you should have got it this week. Let you know what's going on, what's going to be on the show, who's going to be in the show, what we're going to be doing. And that way you can decide what night you want to watch, don't want to watch, want to listen, don't want to listen, whatever. Whatever works out for you. All right. So you know that whole Affordable Care Act and how wonderful it was supposed to be and what have you? You know, we've been talking about the rising cost of health care, but nobody wants to really talk about it, wants to really talk about what's going on with it. You know, 'cause some people want to blame it on President Trump. Some are going to blame it on Obama. But this is just crazy. Right? We've seen premiums in some areas increase by 100. I think it was one place was over 200%. And, you know, we see story after story after story about people going in to get their health care, to get help. And one woman, an eighth grade school teacher in Louisiana, she went in to get checked. Found out that she had a form of cancer that was very aggressive. Very few people recover from it. She's 57 years old. However, she said, just as scary was the out-of-network $4,000 deductible that she had to pay. And remember, this is not because of Trump. This is the way ACA was written. Remember if you can keep your doctor? I guess that wasn't a lie either. That was just misinformation. I don't know. Okay? That meant she had to pay at least $4,000 out of pocket before her insurance would kick in. And it's a lot of money to pay. I mean, she only makes $50,000 a year. I get it. Now, combined with more than $1,000 that she already paid in premiums last year, she joins the ranks of Americans paying more than 10% of their income for health insurance. Well, wasn't this supposed to be, remember the ACA was supposed to be no more than a phone bill, cell phone bill? You know, when you look at what's out there, the multitude of insurance policies that you can get or pay for, what have you. And if they think this is going to go down, this is going to be better care, and it's going to be less money with single payer, you're out of your minds. Now, even though the median household income in the U.S. has gone up, right, it grew 1.9% a year on the average all the way to 2018. So people are making a little bit more money. But middle-class employees' premium deductibles contributions rose faster, 6% a year. Now, part of that, again, is the fees that they have to pay for the ACA. In 2008, middle-class workers spent about 7.8% of household income on premiums and deductibles. Now, look how they do this. By 2018, the figure had climbed to 11.5%. Insurance premiums have gone up every year since I can remember. Always. And a lot of states regulate premiums. They regulate how much can go up. So you can't just say the insurance company arbitrarily raises rates whenever they feel like it. There's a lot of insurance, a lot of states and insurance companies where they have to request and prove why they need more money. In Louisiana, middle-class workers face spending average of 15% on their income on premiums. In Mississippi, the most burdened state in the nation, right, they're stuck with 16.9%. Now, the article tries to spin everything like it has absolutely nothing to do with the ACA, and it's wrong. Remember, they took over a majority of the healthcare money, of the healthcare premiums, of how it's handled, and how it happens. So you can blame it all on Trump or blame it all on the current administration because, you know, they've been in there 3+ years now and it's on them. No, it's not. This is not something that you quickly and easily spin around, turn around, and get rid of. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Xander Gibb and I on a regular basis. Xander's an openly gay talk show host. And we've talked on a regular basis on some of the issues going on with the, you know, LGBTQ community. And it makes him crazy because of some of the things that he's fought for in his life. And one of them was not same-sex marriage. But some of the things he's fought for in his life, he feels like, you know, everything has been turned upside down in that community. Now, imagine a couple, he sent me this story. Let's call them Todd and Carl. Okay? They want to be with each other. They have a whole bunch in common. They work out together at the same gym. They enjoy watching the same movies. Right? They love the same foods. They seem to effortlessly merge their groups of friends. So they're working together, right? Although, they can't really put, I'm trying to keep this clean, if you can imagine. Like they can't, because I don't know why they have to write articles like this. If they really want to get their point across, they could write them a little differently. Okay? But these two, or one of them, has HIV. All right? When he told his partner that he had HIV before they got involved in anything, the partner said, hey, I'm really not interested. It's not really the road I want to go down. And now they got upset about it. Well, the other fella gets upset about it. And I'm thinking, why is that? If I was dating, if I was out there and I was dating a woman and I found out she had some really bad disease that could be easily transferred. Again, I don't know who's in the car with you, so I'm trying to be nice here. Why would I want to get involved in that relationship? And don't give me this stuff where, because you really love the person. I get that. It's not like we've been in love for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, whatever. We were real close, and all of a sudden, she contracts some kind of disease or something happens to her. This is on the front end of the relationship. And then I'm the bad person because I'm not interested. And this is somewhat what the LGBTQ community has done. They have spun this in such a fashion to where if you disagree with anything they think, want to do, should do, or think should be okay to do, then you're a hater of theirs. And that's wrong. Dead wrong. And it's just another way to try to intimidate the general populace out there and not wanting to upset you. Well, I don't care if I upset you or a straight person or a person of color or a person of non-color. If we're speaking truth, if we're trying to have a conversation here, then this should be a non-issue. Who you're sleeping with or not sleeping with should be a non-issue, should it not? You have to take responsibility for yourself. We have raised a generation of non-responsible people. Nothing is their fault. Absolutely nothing. I don't get this. I haven't got this for so long. We were just talking about Katie Hill. No responsibility for what she did. Talking about Hillary Clinton. No responsibility for what she did. Remember, Billy Bob Clinton, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Right? Al Sharpton owes $4 million to the IRS. That's accounting error. Not my fault. We can go on and on and on with this stuff. Until they decide to take responsibility for what we're doing, we're going to live in craziness, in chaos. And it won't stop. It ain't going to stop anytime soon. Joe Messina, your host, listening in real time on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Oh, come on. Everybody enjoy yourself. Come see your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being part of the solution. Because when you're giving input, when we're talking about these issues, you help. Sincerely, you really do. You help. You help us maybe see something a different way than we weren't looking at before. Would be the first time. We've all been there. And it really helps us truly figure out, you know, how some people come at things, how they arrive at their decision, why they have the attitude they have or the thought that they have on something. And maybe you can change their mind, maybe they can change yours, or maybe you can just find something in the middle, don't you think? According to the, what would you call this, Psychology Today, there are 10 reasons that teens have so much anxiety today. Now, we've been dealing with this more and more and more. And I've been saying for a long time, I have no degree. I have a little bit of common sense. I have no degree. I've talked to other people, professional people, who are right in line with this article. You know, the New York Times published an article called "Why Are More American Teenagers Than Ever Suffering from Severe Anxiety?" Now, the author went through and he chronicled several teens and chronicled their battle with anxiety over the course of a few years. The article, though, the author starts to ask questions like, why are we seeing more of this? Why is there such a rise in this? He also wrote, he's the author of 13 Things Mentally Strong Parents Do and Don't Do. Now, teens seeing therapists, the most common reason they see a therapist is because of anxiety, which I guess I understand, but I don't. I mean, it depends how they're defining anxiety. You know, some young people are overachieving perfectionists, but they have a crippling fear of failure. Others worry so much about what the peers think that at times you're unable to function, right? They're torn between what they want to do and what they think their peers want them to do, what they're going to be accepted for. Some have endured rough circumstances throughout their young lives. Others have stable families, supportive parents, the whole nine yards. Right? But the author says that he suspects the rise in anxiety reflects several social changes. Well, there's a shock. These kids are very much, and you know what, it's not these kids. I guess the same thing when we were in school. There's an understanding or a want to be accepted, to be liked. To have people think you're cool or whatever today's terminology is. So being yourself may not be the best thing to do, I guess. So some of the things that he points out in this article. And every one of these, you're going to go, yep, okay, I'm there. Electronics. They offer an unhealthy escape, right? I mean, seriously, your kids get down, they get into those games, they get into what they're reading, what they're doing, what they're perusing, and they don't have to think. You don't count anymore. I remember telling my kids when the iPod was a big deal, or even that the cassette one, right? The Sony Walkman, when that was a big deal. See, God, take the earbuds out. Do some thinking. Work through some stuff in your head so you learn how to deal with life. Constant access to digital devices let kids escape uncomfortable emotions like boredom, loneliness, and sadness. Yeah, well, those are things you're always going to have to work through by immersing themselves in games. Right? Or when they're in the car, they're chatting on social media. They never spend any time alone in their heads. They never spend any time having to think things through. And now we're seeing what happens when an entire generation has spent their childhood avoiding discomfort, their electronics replaced, opportunities to develop mental strength. That's right. See, if you don't have to push it through, if you don't have to work it through and you can escape, you're going to do it. Most young people will. Happiness, all the rage, apparently. It's emphasized so much in our culture. You have to be happy. This will make you happy. Eat this, it'll make you happy. Buy one of these, it'll make you happy. Well, happiness is a fleeting thing. For my Christian friends, the Bible never says seek happiness. It doesn't say, hey, be happy in the Lord. It says be joyful. Happiness is a temporary thing. Right? I mean, having a Huff Fun Sunday every day makes me very happy until the end of the week when I have to buy bigger pants. Spending the money on bigger pants does not make me very happy. Right? And some parents think it's their job to keep kids happy 24/7. It's not. When a child is sad, parents will work to try to cheer them up. When they're angry, calm them down. You need to give them tools to learn how to deal with that on their own. Because you ain't always going to be there for them. Kids grow up today thinking if they're not happy all the time, there's something wrong with them. No, you're going to have those moments. right? In your head, you're going to have to learn how to work through those things, or else you're going to have problems, more problems. That lack of happiness leads to them feeling sad or frustrated or guilty, disappointed, even angry, because you haven't taught them how to push through. You fix it for them, so they haven't had to push through it. You fix it for them, so they don't really know the heartache of making it happen. And then the parents, they're giving this crazy praise to their kids. I mean, they're applauding the kid for taking a turd when that's what he's supposed to do. Right? I mean, seriously. You know what I mean. You have parents of younger kids. Same thing like, you're the fastest runner on the team, or you're the smartest kid in your grade. That doesn't build self-esteem. Actually, some psychiatrists would say it does the opposite. It actually puts more pressure on the kids. And then it could lead to a fear of rejection, and then you have to deal with that. Parents, a lot of them are getting caught up in a rat race, right? They become a personal assistant to their teenagers, scheduling soccer and band and dances and, you know, school functions. They want to make sure their teens have everything they need, so they hire private tutors or sports coaches or those SAT tests, right? The standardized tests. They have prep courses you can buy. How about you sit down at home and work it out? How about you sit down at home and take the practice test yourself? Right? I mean, think about it. They send a message that your teen has to excel at everything, has to be right at everything, has to do the right thing every time, all the time. And with all this stuff happening around them, all the electronics, they're not learning any emotional skills, how to cope. We beat up academics so much, but we don't teach them anything about handling their feelings. Now, I'm one of those big believers. You don't live by feelings. You don't believe. I mean, feelings are there. God put them there to help you, but not to dwell on, not to stay in. It's just crazy. A national survey of the first-year college students revealed that 60% feel emotionally unprepared for college life. Gee, there's a shock. Knowing how to manage your time, combat stress, take care of your feelings, and key components of your life, they're not ready for. I'd be anxious, too. Think back about the first time you drove alone in the car. You were excited, but you were anxious. Everybody's been there. That's what you do to your kids. Parents view themselves as protectors rather than guides. Great line. I always felt like you were to guide the kids, not protect them from everything. You would have put up guidelines for them. Boundaries. Somewhere along the line, many parents began believing that their role was to help kids grow up with few emotional and physical scars as possible. No, no, no. You must be disappointed, be very happy, you must bounce off the monkey bars as much as possible to make you strong. They became so overprotective that their kids never practiced dealing with challenges. It's true. Been saying it on this show for years. Right? I mean, seriously, if you don't understand how to push through these things, if you don't know what they are, if you don't know how to work through them, you're in a lot of trouble. You will not succeed. Adults don't even know how to help kids face their fears the right way. You find parents who push their kids too hard, force their children to do things that terrify them. On the other end, you find parents who don't push kids at all. Look at my youngest son. He always thought he was like Conan the Barbarian, right? And I can tell you some really funny stories when he was younger. But he was always, certain things he was always petrified of. And I made him do them. But I usually was with him when he did them. To know that I was there should things really go bad, if you were going to do this, and you were going to work through it, and you were going to see that you were going to be okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about gold investing again. That's right. You know what? You need information on the economy. We'll be back in just a little bit.